News release. Michigan Executive Office of the Governor. Lansing, Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed 16 common sense, bipartisan bills that will help put money back in Michiganders' pockets, ensuring they can pay the bills and put food on the table. Specifically, the bills will expand apprenticeship programs, affordable housing across Michigan communities, eligibility for the MEABLE savings program, and more. Each of these bills builds on the Whitmer-Gilchrist administration's commitment to lowering costs for Michiganders, ensuring they can make the most of their paycheck. Including today's legislation, Governor Whitmer has signed a record 1,443 bipartisan bills into law since taking office. As the weather gets colder, it's important that Michiganders can afford a roof over their head and heat their homes, said Governor Whitmer. I am proud to sign these common sense, bipartisan bills into law that will help Michiganders keep more money in their pockets so they can stay warm and safe. From supporting affordable housing initiatives to ensuring Michiganders can take advantage of apprenticeship programs, these bills will build on our work to lower costs and ensure everyone has the support they need to make it in Michigan. As we head into the new year, let's keep getting things done and making a real difference in people's lives. House Bill 5783, sponsored by State Representative Christine Morse, D. Texas Township, will support Michiganders who are pursuing apprenticeships by ensuring the Michigan Education Savings Program Act covers expenses for fees, books, supplies, and other equipment required for an apprenticeship program. The bill also allows withdrawal amounts to be used to make student loan payments. This bill will help make apprenticeship programs accessible to more Michiganders, ensuring they receive the financial support they need to make it in Michigan. Expanding MEABLE and MESP is a big win for Michiganders, said State Treasurer Rachel Eubanks. For MEABLE, this means more people with disabilities will have the option to save for current and future expenses without jeopardizing government assistance like Medicaid and Supplemental Security Income. And expanding MESP provides students in an apprenticeship the ability to pay for expenses like books and supplies. Students can now use their MESP accounts to pay for federally qualified education loans. I applaud Governor Whitmer for signing these two bills that financially empower Michigan residents and taxpayers. House Bills 5030, sponsored by State Representative Betsy Kofia, D. Traverse City, will support affordable housing expansion in Michigan by giving the Michigan State Housing and Development Authority, MSHDA, more flexibility to respond to market conditions. This bill will grant MSHDA discretion for when to cancel its own debt rather than being required to cancel the debt upon purchasing it. These changes will help streamline MSHDA's operations, allowing the authority to better use its resources to address Michigan's accessible housing shortage. Ensuring all Michiganders have access to safe, affordable housing is a fundamental priority, said State Representative Betsy Kofia, D. Traverse City. These changes to MSHDA's policies will bring outdated housing price limits in line with today's market, allowing more families to secure homeownership opportunities. Additionally, by empowering MSHDA with greater flexibility, we can better support first-time homebuyers, improve accessibility for individuals with disabilities, and strengthen our communities across Michigan. House Bill 5031, sponsored by State Representative Ranjiv Puri, D. Canton, will allow for better representation within MSHDA by amending the scope of participation of the designated resident member of MSHDA. This change bolsters the Whitmer-Gilchrist administration's commitment to expanding affordable housing for all Michiganders, ensuring the diverse needs of Michiganders across the state are addressed. Along with House Bill 5030, the bills will help save potentially millions of dollars that will go towards supporting affordable housing. Michigan State Housing Development Authority's work to expand access to housing and increase affordability makes a tangible impact in the lives of many Michiganders, said Puri, D. Canton, who is House Democratic leader. The governor signing these bills into law means that MSHDA's board can run more efficiently, and that means we can better tackle the housing crisis people are feeling across the state. House Bill 5032, sponsored by State Representative Will Snyder, D. Muskegon, also expands affordable housing options for Michiganders across the state, supplementing House Bills 5030 and 5031. The bill removes outdated caps and increases the maximum purchase price or maximum appraised value for loans made by MSHDA for eligible purchasers and increases the allowable purchase price of property if unexpected costs arose during construction from $3,500 to $10,000 for property used by disabled individuals. This bill will expand MSHDA's ability to provide mortgage assistance in today's housing market, supporting homeowners and prospective homebuyers afford housing in Michigan. The changes will also help more people attain homeownership by allowing more MSHDA program participants to compete with cash buyers. Access to affordable housing has long been a top concern of Michiganders. This package addresses the housing crisis head-on by helping provide more housing, easing the home buying process and keeping our youth in the state, said Snyder, D. Muskegon. Allowing the state to more easily pursue larger projects will make affordable housing more plentiful. I am thrilled to see these bills signed into law, and I look forward to witnessing the positive effect they will have in our communities and working folks. These common sense, bipartisan bills will bring more fairness and opportunity into Michigan's housing market, said Amy Hovey, MSHDA's CEO and executive director. Qualified Michigan first-time homebuyers will now be eligible to purchase homes under the same set of rules as our neighbors in other Great Lakes states. Our increased flexibility in the bond market will result in savings. All our board members will now have the same set of rights and responsibilities. We are grateful to our broad coalition of statewide supporters, and for the legislature and governor for supporting these bills. House Bills 5781, sponsored by State Representative Sharon McDonnell, D. Troy, supports Michiganders with disabilities by updating the Michigan Achieving a Better Life Experience, MEABLE, savings program, increasing eligibility and flexibility. Specifically, the bill allows for tax-free rollovers from 529 educational plans to MEABLE accounts, allowing users to fund costs associated with their education, housing, transportation, and more. This change will increase eligibility for 500,000 disabled individuals and their families, ensuring these Michiganders get more money back in their pockets to pay for their basic needs. With this important bill becoming law, 500,000 disabled individuals and their families in Michigan will now be eligible for MEABLE, said McDonnell, D. Troy. Now, many disabled individuals and their families will be able to save more for their basic needs, such as healthcare, housing, and transportation. House Bill 5594, sponsored by State Representative Phil Skaggs, D. East Grand Rapids, strengthens child labor laws by transferring the work permit authorization system for minors from schools to the Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity, LEO. This bill streamlines this process and takes the administrative burden off of schools, ensuring minors are properly accounted for when they enter the workforce. By creating an online service system for minors seeking employment and employers, parents will be able to see a public record of a given business's record. This will hold employers accountable, protecting our kids from abusive businesses. House Bill 5736, sponsored by State Representative Denise Mentzer, DMT. Clemens, will help Michigan veterans obtain services and resources by requiring employers to have a workplace posting with information on veterans' benefits and services in the state. This will make it convenient for Michigan veterans to find the benefits and services they need. Now that this bill has been signed into law, our veterans will have easier access to information about their resources and benefits, said Mentzer, DMT. Clemens, veterans put their lives on the line to protect us and we owe it to them to ensure they are receiving the benefits they absolutely deserve. Having employers post this information at work sites will provide more opportunities for veterans to learn about the resources they are entitled to and how to access them. House Bill 6075, sponsored by State Representative Helena Scott, D. Detroit, will help put money back in Michiganders' pockets by requiring the Department of Health and Human Services, DHHS, to notify Michigan Energy Assistance Program, MEAP, participants of their eligibility for other services under the MEAP, including energy waste reduction products and more. This will help ensure Michiganders are saving money on energy costs, allowing them to pay the bills and make their homes energy efficient all year round. These bills complement Senate Bills 353, 880, and 881, which Governor Whitmer signed in December. House Bill 4062 and 4063, sponsored by State Representatives Jennifer Conlin, D. Ann Arbor Charter Township, and Jason Morgan, D. Ann Arbor, are part of a package of bills that expand access to affordable housing by preventing landlords, with five or more rental units, from denying a tenant housing based on their source of income. Specifically, the bills allow for legal recourse for individuals who suffered a loss because of a landlord's source of income discrimination. These changes will help potentially 34,290 families afford a roof over their heads and will create more affordable housing options for Michiganders across the state, building on the Whitmer-Gilchrist administration's commitment to ensuring anyone can make it in Michigan. These bills complement Senate Bills 205, 206, and 207, which Governor Whitmer signed in December. Today, Michigan takes a significant step forward in ensuring fair housing opportunities by prohibiting discrimination based on source of income, said Conlin, D. Ann Arbor Charter Township. This legislation will help families, seniors, veterans, and individuals with disabilities across the state secure safe and stable housing, regardless of how they pay their rent. Housing is a basic necessity, and I am proud to see this vital protection signed into law. We have seen people across our state denied safe, affordable housing based on their source of income for far too long, said Morgan, D. Ann Arbor. Governor Whitmer signing this critical legislation sends a clear message: every Michigander will have the dignity of putting a roof over their head, no matter where they get their income. We are leveling the playing field for working families, seniors, and veterans by providing renters protection from discrimination and ensuring they have the tools to seek relief. House Bills 5060 and 5523, sponsored by State Representatives Amos O'Neill, D. Saginaw, and Carol Glanville, D. Walker, replaces and updates the Michigan Economic and Social Opportunity Act to improve social and economic prosperity for low-income Michiganders through the state's community action agencies. These changes ensure Michigan can continue receiving federal funding from the Community Services Block Grant Program intended to alleviate poverty and support low-income individuals. House Bill 5922, sponsored by State Representative Jamie Green, R. Richmond, maintains historic road funding for Macomb and Kent counties by changing the local population ranges used in distributing funding for road projects that alleviate traffic congestion. These projects improve local infrastructure, maintaining road safety, and protecting residents' wallets from costly repairs. House Bills 4675 and 4679, sponsored by State Representative Christian Grant, D. Grand Rapids, exempt land bank authorities from state and local government's special assessments and user fees. Community land banks revitalize Michigan communities by facilitating productive reuse of abandoned land and working collaboratively with local communities in an effort to create a better quality of life for residents and put property back on the tax roll. Given that land banks often have limited funding, these bills will support land banks across the state, ensuring affordable housing option remains available to individuals and communities in need.